Damn, I missed it.
That's okay, Patty. Hi, I'm Amy Goodman. In this age of climate chaos and COVID-19, you count on Democracy Now! To stay focused on the issues that matter most. We count on you to support our independent journalism. If everyone who tunes into Democracy Now! Gave just $4, we could cover our operating costs for 2022. Really, that's all it would take. Please do your part today by visiting us at democracynow.org. Oh, and stay safe, wear a mask, save lives. Thank you so much, and happy holidays. From New York, this is Democracy Now!.
But it's so exciting now to see young people especially talking about building a new world, recognizing that it's not about punishing this person and that person. It's about creating a new framework so that we do not have to depend on institutions like the police and prisons for safety and security.
The world-renowned author, activist, and professor Angela Davis joins us to talk about abolition, the power of movements, Palestine, Mumia Abu-Jamal, the pandemic, and imagining new worlds.
I still think that we need artists to show us the way toward a very different organization, economic, political, social organization of our worlds. And capitalism has to fall.
Today, an end-of-year conversation with Angela Davis. Plus, we hear imprisoned journalist Mumia Abu-Jamal remembering South African Archbishop Desmond Tutu, who visited him on death row, then called for his release. All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. Global coronavirus cases hit a record high Monday as the Omicron variant continued to spread at an unprecedented pace. Worldwide, countries reported nearly 1.5 million positive coronavirus tests in just 24 hours, with the rate of new infections rising rapidly in Southern Africa, Europe, North America, and elsewhere. France ordered new public health measures Monday, including a requirement people show proof of vaccination to enter restaurants and other public places. But French officials stopped short of a new lockdown and abandoned a push for a workplace vaccine mandate. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said he will not introduce new COVID restrictions in England before the new year, despite a record 114,000 new cases reported Christmas Day. In Argentina, cases spiked to their highest level in 6 months and are increasing rapidly. In South Africa, COVID-19 cases have fallen by 40% in a week after the nation was the first to be hit hard by the Omicron variant. But cases are rising fast in neighboring countries, including Zambia, where only about 6% of the population is fully vaccinated. Israel's opened clinical trials looking into the safety and efficacy of a fourth shot of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. Israeli heart surgeon Jacob Lavi was the first to receive the jab Monday.
Well, I'm excited to be the first person, apparently in the world, who got the fourth booster of the COVID vaccine. To paraphrase an old saying, it's a small jab in the shoulder, probably a giant step for mankind.
Australia reported nearly 12,000 coronavirus cases Monday, by far its highest daily toll of the pandemic. Officials also reported Australia's first death from the Omicron variant. Here in the United States, the average number of daily coronavirus infections is poised to surpass last winter's record high, with nearly 250,000 new cases being reported each day. At the White House, President Biden met virtually with some of the nation's governors Monday, warning the Omicron surge threatens to bring shortages of hospital beds and ventilators. Biden defended his administration's moves to supply U.S. households with coronavirus test kits, but said more needs to be done.
But it's not enough.
It's clearly not enough. If we'd known, we would have gone harder, quicker if we could have.
The Centers for Disease Control has reduced the recommended isolation time for people with asymptomatic infections to 5 days, down from 10 days. The move comes as the Omicron variant has sickened hundreds of thousands of workers, creating labor shortages in some essential industries. Meanwhile, top White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci on Monday suggested U.S. airlines should consider a vaccine requirement for all passengers and crew aboard domestic flights.
When you make vaccination a requirement, that's another incentive to get more people vaccinated. If you want to do that with domestic flights, I think that's something that seriously should be considered.
But Dr. Fauci later walked back those remarks, telling CNN he doesn't expect to see a vaccine mandate anytime soon. In Afghanistan, the Taliban has banned long-distance travel for unaccompanied Afghan women, saying they should not be allowed on the road unless they're escorted by a close male relative. The Ministry for the Propagation of Virtue and the Prevention of Vice also demanded vehicle owners to refuse rides to women not wearing headscarves. In related news, the Taliban last week dissolved Afghanistan's election commission. The panel supervised polls during the previous U.S. and Western-backed government. A Taliban spokesperson said, quote, there is no need for these commissions to exist and operate. Iran's entered an eighth and potentially final round of talks in Vienna aimed at restoring the landmark 2015 nuclear agreement, which former President Trump abandoned in 2018. Ahead of the talks, a spokesperson for Iran's foreign ministry said any new nuclear deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA, would have to guarantee the U.S. will not withdraw again.
We are in Vienna to reach an agreement at the first opportunity, a good agreement that guarantees the interests of the Islamic Republic of Iran and the Iranian people under the JCPOA, an agreement where we can be assured that the United States will not mock international rights once again.
Iraq's Supreme Court has ratified the results of October's parliamentary election, which saw the party of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr win the most seats. The court rejected several appeals by Iran-backed Shia Muslim groups that contested the poll results, clearing the path for the new parliament to soon hold its inaugural session. In 2004, al-Sadr ordered his militia, known as the Mehdi Army, to attack U.S. forces occupying Iraq. In response, then-President George W. Bush ordered the military to kill or capture al-Sadr, though the White House later canceled that order. U.S. and Russian officials are scheduled to hold security talks on January 10th amidst mounting tension over the military buildup at the Russia-Ukraine border. A Biden administration spokesperson said Russia and NATO are likely to meet January 12th and that a broader discussion, including Russia, the U.S., and other European countries, is also set for January 13th. Russia's blamed the escalating tensions over Ukraine on Western powers. Germany's new coalition government has moved to legalize recreational use of marijuana. A deal among the Social Democratic Party, Free Democratic Party, and Greens would see the creation of a regulated market for the adult sale and use of cannabis. The plan also calls for broader drug policy harm reduction programs, like allowing people to test illicit drugs for contaminants without facing criminal penalties. If the deal is approved, Germany will become the world's largest market for marijuana. Among European nations, only Malta currently allows for the recreational use of marijuana. President Biden signed a military budget bill Monday that'll see the Pentagon receive nearly $778 billion during the next fiscal year. It's a record high for a National Defense Authorization Act, surpassing the previous record set under Trump, and $24 billion more than the White House requested from Congress. Public Citizen's Robert Weissman blasted the bill as a reckless misuse of resources, adding, quote, why is there more money for the military-industrial complex, providing no additional protection for our national security and arguably diminishing it? At the same time, the U.S. is refusing to spend the $25 billion needed to make enough additional vaccines to vaccinate the world, he asked. A warning to our audience, the following story contains graphic footage and descriptions of police violence. In California, the Los Angeles Police Department's released surveillance and body cam footage of the fatal shooting of 14-year-old Valentina Orellana Peralta last Thursday. The teenager was killed after an LAPD bullet bounced off the floor and into the dressing room where Valentina was trying on dresses with her mother. The footage shows about a dozen police officers entering the clothing store after receiving reports that a man was assaulting customers. Almost immediately after encountering the suspect in an aisle, one of the officers fired three rounds from an assault rifle, fatally injuring 24-year-old Daniel Elena Lopez, who was armed only with a bicycle lock. The officer did not make any commands, and Elena Lopez didn't appear to pose a threat to the officer. Valentina Orellana Peralta's death has been ruled a homicide due to a gunshot wound to her chest. The LAPD officer who killed her hasn't been identified and was placed on paid leave. Valentina died in the arms of her mother. Both had come to the U.S. from Chile about 6 months ago to be with Valentina's older sister in Los Angeles. The girl's aunt told the Los Angeles Times, quote, "Valentina was a shy girl in Chile, but everything was turning out well for her in the U.S. My sister does not understand how this tragedy could have happened just when they had managed to reunite the family," the aunt said. And legendary poet, singer, author, and activist Patti Smith has been awarded a key to New York City. Smith's music has inspired countless bands and helped earn her the title of Queen of Punk. Her song, People Have the Power, has become an anthem at protests across the globe. Patti Smith has also been a longtime activist, performing regularly at anti-war rallies and political benefits. She gave an emotional acceptance speech during a ceremony Monday with outgoing New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio.
I kept thinking of what New York City has given to me. I came here in 1967 from a rural area of South Jersey. I had just a few dollars in my pocket, nowhere to stay, no real prospects. But I came here to get a job and to see what I could, to see what I was made of. And I found that the city, with all of its diversities and possibilities, if you're willing to work, if you maintain your enthusiasm, you'll make it.
And those are some of the headlines. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman.
Where there were deserts, I saw fountains, and like cream, the waters rise. We strolled, and there together, we learned to laugh or criticize. Well, the leopard and the lamb lay together, but truly bound. Well, I was hoping, in my hoping, to recall what I'd found. I was dreaming, in my dreaming, God knows.
Back to CKUT. It's time for a little weather. Wednesday will be a mix of sun and clouds and a high of minus 4 degrees Celsius. Thursday will be mainly sunny with a high of minus 4 degrees Celsius. Friday will be sunny with a high of minus 4 degrees Celsius. Saturday there will be snow and a high of minus 6 degrees Celsius. Sunday there will be light snow and a high of minus 7 degrees Celsius. Monday there will be a mix of sun and clouds and a high of minus 8 degrees Celsius. Tuesday there will be snow and a high of minus 3 degrees Celsius.
You see, but I'm your mirror. Yes, it's that
time.
To sit back, relax, and listen to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
First thing to know, she see me work on my vertical growth. She see my journey and hurting for dough. She looked me up, said she heard of me before. She found a vibe that she listened to. Make a dance with no sop in the living room. She a fan and she watch all my interviews. Now she hang by the ball when I'm in the room. Man, I make myself way too accessible. I'm just hugging the fan, won't let go of my hand. And she say that I'm way too incredible. I can see that she making it sexual. Initially, I'm going for it. She fired the combo flowing, and I know she admired me. Little did I know that shorty was trying me. Asked if I'm open to privacy. She got a secret in her eyes like a something that she concealing. No, she hot. But we ain't equal in her mind. I don't even see the demon that's inside her. She full of deceit. Her man in the crowd while I got her backstage, and she all in my ass saying, pull up on me. I'm peeping the play. He looking for her while she looking for me. Look, I only shoulda, coulda, woulda, bitches. Imagine she could be fucking with my riches. You bound to be stood up, can't fuck up my business. I want you tonight, but I don't want the digits. I know you look fly and I was kinda smitten, but moving twice shy cause I was already bitten. Look at you burning all these fucking bridges. I see you hurting, I ain't even with it. Could've been you. Said it could've been you. It could've been you. Ooh, ooh. Could've been you, could've been you, you. And I can see what's on your mind, fine, what you gon' suggest. Wanna ride or a little time or a little sex. You a lie, you a little fly, sitting on the desk. You a crime, you on demon time, I'ma never text. You, you.
It could've been you, it could've been me. I done got off my ass, I ain't going for weeks. When I jumped out the porch, I ain't going for weeks. Had to run me a bag, I want Patek Philippe's. I want a Rollie and brand new AP. And I dropped out of school cause it wasn't for me. I was getting them racks, I was flipping in peace. Bitch, I feel like Tony, I ain't only trust me. I don't power with them niggas, I'm just running the figures. Yeah, I ball like the Knicks. I go out in the ass for a flick. I feel like I made it, I ain't even rich. When you go up and make it, they see you switch. All them bridges, I burn them, I don't give a shit. It was me and my dog, 100 racks, so we split. It was me and Javier, 100 racks in the VIP. I show the kids, so I pull up in spaceship. Gucci, Prada, I'm in the latest. My shit like lava, your shit outdated. I feel like the GOAT, I feel like the greatest. I shot at a Henny, now I'm feeling faded. No negative energy in my oasis. I show Javier, we ain't gonna play. I go purchase black diamonds, but I'm not a racist. You didn't believe in me, but I forgive you, your family. If I eat you, gon' eat you, my family. It could've been me, but I chose us. McLaren, the coupe with the doors up. I go through pain, I just pull up. Yeah, this life give me cold heart.
It could've been you. Said it could've been you. It could've been you. It could've been you. You gon' suggest, wanna ride or a little time or a little sex. You a lie, you a little fly, sitting on the desk. You a crime, you on demon time, I'ma never text. You, you, you.
coup de grand vent dans les dunes, fait l'amour à la terre toujours, depuis le sommet de sa tour. Comment on entend certains soirs un cerf qui brame dans le noir, son chant de joie et de douleur pour séduire la fille du chasseur. Oh, viens, ma belle, viens.
Directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
Hello and welcome to In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, a bite-sized, informative podcast that's aimed to be listened to while you're in the shower, but really, you can listen to it anywhere at all.
The whole point of this podcast is that we take the mysteries of the world, those questions that have kept you awake at night, and we answer them kind of in the time that it takes you to have a shower.
Listeners send in those questions that have kept them up at night, and we do our best to debunk them. Thus far, we've answered questions like...
Do plants have feelings?
Why do we have leap years?
Why is plastic so bad?
And lots, lots more. I suppose you could say...
We expand your mind while you wash your behind.
And for the next 7 weeks, not only are we expanding your mind with amazing questions, but we're expanding your mind with amazing questions that have been sent in by Cadbury Twirl fans.
We're partnering up with Cadbury. They're putting the questions out there, they're giving them back to us from the fans, and we are debunking them in the shower style.
What's the whole point of us teaming up with Cadbury Twirl, Marcus?
It's to answer the biggest question of them all.
Which is?
What makes a twirl so twirly?
Okay, my theory. I think a Cadbury Twirl bar is actually just a normal, regular chocolate bar until you snap it in half. And then when you snap it in half and you look into the inside, I feel like that's when it kind of gets all twirly and crumbly.
So you think that it doesn't actually... The inside of a twirl bar doesn't exist until you can see it.
That's my theory.
Schrodinger's twirl.
It's my theory. It's better than your theory last week.
Well, wait until you hear my theory next week. I think I might almost know what makes a twirl so twirly.
Not going to be better than my one.
Anyway, what's this week's question?
So this week's question, as we said, has been sent in by Cadbury Twirl fans, and it's a good one.
What is it?
Why don't ducks' quacks echo?
So I'm sure a lot of you have heard the myth that a duck's quack is the only sound in the world that doesn't echo.
I'm pretty sure that I've seen that fact on like 50 of those clickbaity fact lists that I always get sucked into. And I've definitely overheard people talking about it in bars and everywhere else. Like, duck's quacks do not echo. That's just a fact, isn't it?
No, but have you ever overheard the echo of a duck's quack?
Well, no, presumably because it doesn't exist. I mean, Surely a list of random facts on the internet would never lie to me, Marcus.
No, I mean, of course not. That kind of thing never happens. Except for this once.
No, internet! Are you meaning to tell me that the ducks have been having the quack this whole time?
Really, like a second into the episode and you're already dropping the quack jokes?
Oh, there's so many more to come.
That fits the bill. All right.
Oh, somebody made a mighty duck up on this one, Mr. O'Lara.
Did you just actually double layer the duck up and the Mighty Duck movie double pun? Oh, my God.
Quack, 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 Marcus.
That is serious mallard misconduct. But anyway, listen, this is something that began as a rumor. No one knows who started it. That hopefully we can squash right here on In the Shower with Taz and Marcus.
Doing what we do best, debunking.
Mm-hmm.
So just to confirm, Marcus, you're saying that quacks definitely do in fact echo.
I mean, of course. Like, what could be so special about a duck's quack that would create this unique sonic phenomenon that it doesn't adhere to the standard laws of, like, sound and physics?
Well, stranger things have happened, and ducks always just struck me as being, you know, like, sneaky little guys. Something about them is just a little bit sinister, so I just kind of believed it. Like, if a magic superpower was going to apply to any kind of a bird, it would be a duck.
Fair, okay. But do you know what? Unfortunately for anyone out there who's been churning this fact out for the last few years to look interesting, to impress a potential boyfriend or girlfriend with your duck facts.
If somebody is trying to entice a potential spouse with duck facts, I don't think that they may be a good match.
Well, listen, no, I mean, this is the thing. There's nothing special about a duck's quack that will make it not have an echo. It's exactly like a pig's oink, demonstrate, a cow's moo.
Moo.
A dog's bark.
Oof, oof, oof.
Or any other number of animal sound equivalents.
My bark definitely sounded like a...
Sounded like a bit like a seal or
a
what?
A bit like a seal there.
Yeah.
Okay, so to try to get to the bottom of this, are there or is there a situation where a duck's quack simply wouldn't echo? Like maybe someone with a load of Instagram followers put it up on their story and that's how the word spread like wildfire that duck's quacks don't echo.
Do you know what? Like this is the thing that like I tried to look at this question because it's a big one from every side. And there can be situations where a phenomenon called acoustic shadowing occurs,
okay,
which is basically where an area develops through which sound waves cannot pass. So there's almost like a shadow that blocks out sound, right?
Okay.
Or it could be in a specifically constructed dead room where literally nothing has an echo, so that doesn't count. That's the issue with this rumor, is that most of the articles, if not all of them, say that ducks' quacks don't echo under any circumstances, and nobody knows why.
I'm very impressed at how passionate you're getting about these ducks quacking / internet rumours. Carry on, my feathery, quacky friend.
So the first issue with this is that it's so enormously nonspecific. Like, it's just applying to every duck in the world. Do you know how many species of duck there are?
Surely there are no more than 25.
Well, no, listen, I went onto Wikipedia and I searched ducks,
oh God,
right?
I would love to see your search history
made me
for this
look
episode.
Like the biggest weirdo in a cafe ever, right? So I looked up ducks and I individually counted the list of how many species of ducks there are.
Okay.
You said 25?
Yeah.
104 ducks, right?
No.
Yeah, which all actually descend from one common type of duck called the Muscovy duck, but that's for another episode. Listen, ducks I'm a G. But this is the thing. You can't say that a duck's quack doesn't echo when you've big ducks, little ducks, medium ducks, ducks that migrate. You have domestic ducks. You have ducks from Asia. You have ducks from Europe.
Okay, Marcus. Okay.
There are ducks everywhere in the world except for Antarctica, right? So the rules do not apply. And also, ducks make a massively like different variety of sounds,
okay,
right?
Okay, okay, okay.
From loud aggressive honking, so like, ah, like kind of like that.
Brilliant.
To actual quacking, which is like quack, 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 quack.
Quack, 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 quack.
And then also to low rasps, like, which you wouldn't really hear, which, and like then there's like squeaks and whistles and everything like that.
Okay, okay.
They're fairly vocal.
Okay, okay.
So this is the thing, right? So all of those noises,
yeah,
have to echo solidly.
Okay, but this is just your opinion. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, so far.
Surely you have no scientific evidence to back this up. Like, who would actually take the time to research all the different varieties of quacks compared to the different varieties of ducks?
Well, actually.
Oh, God.
So there was an acoustic research experiment carried out in 2003, right?
Right.
By a guy called Trevor Cox, who is a professor at the Acoustics Research Centre at the University of Salford in like the greater Manchester area.
Ooh, okay, okay.
He wanted to set this legend to rest.
Okay.
So, obviously, this is a popular myth. You can't go on the internet without hearing some idiot saying that ducks' quacks don't echo, right?
Right, okay.
And he wanted to debunk this.
Just as you do?
Just like we do in the shower, by first recording a duck called Daisy's quack in a special chamber with like a jagged surface, right? Remember I was telling you about like a dead chamber earlier?
So he specifically picked a place where anything would make an echo.
Well, no, so he did the opposite first. So we went into like a no echo room.
Okay. Because
then he moved to a reverberation chamber, which has a cathedral-like acoustics, right?
Okay.
And he compared the two datas. It was used to create simulations of Daisy performing in like the Royal Albert Hall and quacking as she flew past a cliff face and like loads of different simulations.
Scenarios, okay.
Because they had like a maximum reverberation and a lowest, right?
Okay, okay.
So the test, first of all, reveals that a duck's quack definitely 100% scientifically speaking echoes.
Okay.
Just like any other sound. But perhaps not as noticeably.
Why?
So a duck's quack is rather quiet. So the sound coming back is at a low level that might not be heard, Cox said, right? Also, a quack is what's called a fading sound, as in it has a gradual decay. So it goes like quack. So it's hard to tell the difference between the actual quack
and the
echo itself.
Okay.
So that's especially true if you haven't previously heard what it sounds like with no reflections, which he did by taking this duck in the University of Salford into a dead chamber, right? And then he said, like, ducks were normally found in open water areas, you know, like ponds and lakes and everything like that, and they don't usually congregate around echoey cliffs, which may have fueled the theory that their quacks don't produce an echo. Like, but you do get a bit of reverberation. He actually said it's distinctly echoey.
First of all, Trevor Cox sounds like the hero we never knew we needed.
Doesn't he?
He really does. And he's obviously doing amazing work with Daisy the Duck, even though I feel like she's trapped in a chamber. But he's debunking the mysteries of the world, which we are all about on In the Shower with Taz and Marcus. So is that it? Like, this is episode over. We've settled the score with the help of Trevor Cox that ducks' quacks definitely echo.
I mean, yes, but I actually went, I wasn't just happy with that. So I went and read some of his book. I read a passage.
Oh, God. So now not only is your search history ducks, your library card history is now.
So his book is called The Sound Book.
Okay.
The Science of the Sonic Wonders of the World, right? And honestly, I want to just read a passage of this because it's pretty much my favorite thing that I've ever read in researching a question for In the Shower, right?
Hit me.
So, convincing a farm to lend us a duck and transporting it back to the lab was probably more time-consuming than the actual experiments. Like, can you imagine, like, a guy in a white coat walking into a farm and being like, we need a duck for an experiment to do with quacks, right?
Yeah.
So then he continues, first, we placed Daisy in the anechoic chamber and made a baseline measurement of an echo-free quack. So the anechoic chamber is the ultra-silent room where sound does not reflect from the walls. It's without echoes, as the name implies.
Okay.
It was important to have a reference sound without echoes. After all, this was a serious piece of science and not a bit of Friday afternoon fun.
He actually wrote this in his book.
This is verbatim. After a brief comfort break for Daisy, she was carried next door to the reverberation chamber, which sounded like a cathedral with a very long reverberation time, despite being little bigger than a tall classroom. Normally, the chamber is used to test the acoustic absorption of building parts like theatre seating and studio carpets.
Okay, okay, okay. To see if that absorbs sound and hence will make sound clearer in theatres. Yeah.
In this room, Daisy's quacks sounded evil and ghostly as they echoed around the room, the noise prompting her to cry out again and again.
Poor Daisy!
We had created the ultimate sound effect for a horror movie, provided the film featured a vampire duck.
Oh my God, this man.
So then he goes and says, an echo is a delayed repetition of sound, which for a duck might be caused by a quack reflecting off a cliff. The vampiric cry in the reverberation chamber demonstrated that quacks reflect from surfaces like every other sound. We were not surprised by the result, not least because there are bird species that echolocate, using wall reflections to navigate caves. But caves and reverberation chambers are not a natural habitat for ducks like Daisy.
Go on, Daisy.
We were curious to know what happens outdoors, to hear a clear single echo from Daisy. I would need a stretch of water with a large reflecting surface, such as a cliff nearby. In such a place, sound would travel directly back from the duck to my ear, followed shortly by the delayed reflection from the cliff. In the taxonomy of echoes, this is a monosyllabic echo, where there is just time to say one syllable before an echo arrives. But Daisy and I could not be too near the cliff, or my brain would combine the reflection with the quack travelling directly from her beak to my ear, and I would hear only one sound.
What's the sound?
Well, again, he goes, I must admit that my field experiments were crude. Though I could not bring Daisy, I did wander around various ponds, canals, and rivers listening to wildfowl. In none of these places could I hear a clear, audible quack separate from the original call. In the end, I came to the conclusion that the phrase should say, a duck's quack might echo, but it's impossible to hear unless the bird quacks while flying under a bridge. Is that not like beautifully poetic?
That is so beautifully poetic. So that's why, that's where the myth came from.
Basically, yeah.
That is great. Mm-hmm. Boom. Go on, Daisy.
There you go.
Go on, Trevor Cox. What a hero.
I know.
Any duck facts to finish up the episode?
Yeah, so moving away from like ducks, rubber ducks stem back from the 1940s when a sculptor called Peter Ganeen trademarked a statue of a duck that he'd made and then had it recreated in miniature in the newly developed vulcanized rubber.
Ah.
He sold 50 million of them.
50 million ducks.
50 million ducks.
Rubber ducks. Oh mm-hmm. my God.
And since on the topic of rubber ducks, the world's largest rubber duck is 61 feet tall and weighs 30,000 pounds.
And he's actually made of rubber.
Actually made of rubber.
That is insane.
Literally, I looked up the website. Again, my search history is mad. Their slogan is, the world is her bathtub.
No.
Yep.
That is brilliant.
It's the best slogan I've ever heard.
Okay, any more?
Yeah, so ducks are like mad speedy. I never realized this. Like they're like aerial athletes. Their average flight speed is 50 miles an hour. Usain Bolt, just for reference, can barely top 23 miles an hour.
And he is a fast man.
And he's the fastest man on earth. And some ducks can actually go way quicker than that. So I was going through my list of ducks, finding the fast ones, and the red-breasted Merganeser was recorded flying at over 100 miles an hour.
Oh my God.
I know. Which is about 40 miles per hour faster than a cheetah, which is the world's fastest land animal.
That is even hard to comprehend.
100 miles an hour.
A cheetah running and a duck flying next to it and actually flying faster than a cheetah.
Crazy, but not just like a little bit faster, almost doubling its speed.
That is insane. Okay, one last one.
Okay. I know you love Disney.
I do.
Donald Duck has appeared in more films than any other Disney character and is the most published comic book character in the world outside of the superhero genre.
Donald Duck.
Donald Duck.
Go on, Donald.
So there you have it. That is why ducks' quacks actually do echo.
Quack, quack.
Actually, do you know what? While you quack, people, you have to hear this. Taz, can you do your pigeon impression?
I think it sounds like a pigeon.
Just like a pigeon. Maybe a pigeon that's going through a NutriBullet.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. We are on one whole year of episodes of In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, and we could not be here without you and without you spreading the word about this podcast. So we love you so much. And please continue to spread the word about this podcast.
Please do. And if you want to get in touch with us, it's very easy. Just search In the Shower with Taz and Marcus on Facebook or look up In the Shower Pod on Twitter.
If you want to say hello, say that you like what you hear, or if you have a question that you would like us to debunk, you can get us an email at intheshowerpodcast@gmail.com.
As we said, for the next couple of weeks, we are partnering with Cadbury Twirl. We're answering questions from their fans, but we still are going to be taking questions from you guys. So please do get in touch. Couple of thank yous.
Couple of thank yous to end the episode. Thank you so much to our amazing cover art designer, Flo Robinson.
We love you, Flo. A big thank you to Alan, Paddy and all the crew at the Headstuff Podcast Network. Thank you for what you do, guys. We really appreciate it.
Next up, thank you so much to Dave Gertzman for our amazing theme music.
Check him out on Dave's Recordorama on Instagram. He is brilliant.
So guys, next week's episode, we're going to be answering two questions. First off, Marcus is going to give us his newest theory theory on what makes a Cadbury twirl so twirly, that is not going to be nearly as good as mine. And next, we're going to be answering another question that has been sent in by Cadbury Twirl fans. And Cadbury Twirl fans must be the best fans other than our fans, because their questions are so good.
What's the question?
Next week's question. Woof woof. Meow meow. Do pets name their owners?
That is a great question.
And it's going to be out next Monday morning in time for your shower. But in the meantime,
keep scrubbing!
This podcast is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
My head down to my shoes, feeling tired and weary. From my head down to my shoes, got a low down feeling, truck driver's blues. Keep them wheels a rolling, I ain't got no time to lose. Them wheels are rolling, I ain't got no time to lose. Got a low down feeling, truck driver's blues. Ride, ride, ride on into town. There's a honky-tonk gal awaiting. I got troubles to drown. Never did have nothing, I got nothing much to lose. Never did have nothing, I got nothing much to lose. Got a low down feeling, truck driver's blues. Honky-tonk gal a-waiting. I got troubles to drown. Never did have nothing, I got nothing much to lose.
The global outbreak of COVID-19 has affected all our lives in various ways, and it has notably drawn our attention to the intensified systemic racism and selective xenophobia towards our racialized friends in our Canadian society. It is understandable for each of us to feel anxious about this fatal disease. However, the sentiment of fear does not give us the right or the opportunity to conduct hate crime and to discriminate against our Asians, Blacks, Indigenous, and other racialized friends. It is not okay to associate the COVID-19 disease with Asians, particularly those of Chinese descent. It is not okay to conduct physical and psychological abuses towards racialized individuals. It is not okay to vandalize Asians and other marginalized owned businesses. We must stop normalizing and stop accepting racist conducts and hate speeches towards all racialized communities. Rather, in these unprecedented times of global pandemic, together, we must educate ourselves and others and be eager to understand race, systemic racism, and racial justice in Canada and elsewhere. Remember, whoever, wherever, and whenever we are humankind. We must learn to stand together as citizens of the world for a healthier, safer, and happier community.
Java from an old dam while the moon goes climbing high. I want to hear the song of the whippoorwill. I want to hear the coyotes cry. I want to feel a saddle horse between my legs, riding him out on the range, just to kick him in the side, make him show his step and pride back on those Texas plains. Each night in my dreams, somehow it seems that I'm back where I belong. Just a country hick, way back in the sticks, back where I was born. City lights and city ways are driving me insane. I wanna be alone, I wanna be back home, back on my Texas plains. I wanna drink my java from the golden can while the moon goes climbing high. I wanna hear the song of the whippoorwill, I wanna hear the coyotes cry. I wanna feel the saddle horse between my legs, riding him out on the range, just to kick him in the side, make him show his step and pride, back on those Texas plains. I hear the thunder as she booms and rolls. I want to feel the rain in my face. 1,000 miles from your city lights, drawing a cowhand's wage. I want to sleep at night beneath the stars above with the cold moon shining down. I want to cook my coffee over cactus coals 50 miles from town. I want to drink my java from an old can while the moon goes climbing high. I want to hear the song of the whippoorwill. I want to hear the coyotes cry. I want to feel the saddle horse between my legs, riding him out on the range, just to kick him in the side, make him show his step and pride, back on those Texas plains. Feel the saddle horse between my legs, riding him out on the range, just to kick him in the side, make him show a step and pride, back on the Texas plains.
That's not what I'm here for. Ain't nothing good don't come to you till you do right by me. Brother, you ain't sick.
You better never underestimate the power of a woman.
In your face slice, cause that's what happened to your homegirl, right?
Walking with no
she
wife.
Got to wear that for life.
Bring it to the light. It's my body's
so right. I could even track a dyke. Baby space, baby space. While you was loving John Doe, I caught the condo. While you was laying backs down, I was laying tracks down. See for a fact now, it's intact now. It's no need to beef. It's my turn to eat. Bring the drama to a cease. Cause I don't leave. I push a green Z3. Watch a screen TV. What? I'ma forever rise. Rings be touch-a-size. Girls be petrified. It's a heavy measure.
I like it.
Say yo, I get this 380. Long time coming, but waiting for my day though. My man Blako, lead the scene hot as Waco. If he could take three shots, he could take four. I'm on the low though, but with a lot of dodo. And I hate a smart chick, give me a dodo. That give me more pleasing and more reason. Just a lay up in Cali in the full season. With a chick, half black, half Indonesian, half a lesion. I know they sound unbelieving. Switch the rims on the bend every full season. Open up a new account just to throw Jesus. Got bling chick following me for no reason. And my girl stick around and she know I'm cheating. What? Harlem World a click, Harlem World a click. Come on now.
I like it, I really, really like it. You want it and you know it, but you play hard to get. Boy, I like it, I really,
yeah, kid,
really like it.
Harlem on the rise,
you want it
and you don't want a problem with this guy.
Well, that wraps up the show for this Happy New Year. Keep listening to CKUT.